I'd like to call to order the January 20th, 2022 Stormwater Utility Commission meeting. Urena, may I please have a roll call of the commissioners?
Commissioner Crawford? Commissioner Mattson?
Here.
Vice Chair Parker?
Here.
Commissioner Thomas?
Here.
Chair Kupari?
Here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
Thank you, Urena. We'll move on to the call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on the future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to the audience. In order to speak during call to the audience, please specify what you wish to discuss when completing the blue speaking card. Staff, were there any requests to speak received for call to the audience?
No, there were no requests.
All right, thank you. No one is in the room. I will move on. Move on to council liaison comments. Reminder that this is informational only. Dr. Green, please.
We worked until 11:30 last night. Working with the Oro Valley Village applicant, and we were redesigning crosswalks and streets and I don't know what all. I felt kind of sorry for the applicant at the end of it, but it's going to come together. It's going to be really nice. It's a great program. How the stormwater issues play out there, we'll have to see. So. But anyway, it's on the move.
For those of you that do not know, that is the Oro Valley Marketplace.
Yes.
Now the Oro Valley Village.
Anything else, Dr. Green?
That's it.
All right.
I can make up some more if you want.
All right, at this time, we'll move on to the director's reports. Reminder that this is also informational. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kafar. I've got a few things to report here. First off, I want to cover the 2021 rainfall report. Last year was one of the wettest years on record, as many of you can probably attest to. We had 14 and a quarter inches of rain reported at the Pima County Rain Gauge, which is located at the 680 West Calle Concordia facility. That is the most rainfall that gauge has ever recorded since it was installed in 2001. So over the last 20 years, last year was the wettest at that rain gauge. Similarly, the Tucson International Airport recorded 15.19 inches of rainfall last year. That's the wettest that gauge has seen since 1992, about 30 years ago. And the total falls within the top 10 rainfall events over the last 70 years. So certainly had a tremendous volume of water. And for reference, the rain gauge on Mount Lemmon recorded 53.58 inches of rainfall last year. Not necessarily near the top of the wettest on top of the mountain there, but a significant portion of water. We are proud to say, even with that volume, we had very few significant flood events or safety-related issues to report from last year. So that tells me the floodplain management strategies, the outreach efforts we've been providing, are reaching its target. Our maintenance operations are keeping the channel capacities at a level that can move that stormwater through the system. So kudos to everybody involved, considering the amount of rainfall we saw. Moving on, the facility at 680 Calle Concordia, where the stormwater utility is housed, is undergoing renovations. We've got improvements to mechanics bays and the main building. Those improvements are slated to be finished this fiscal year, but there may be some slides on that. I know Commissioner Crocker had asked to visit the 680 facility to get to meet some more of the staff and get a better understanding of how the stormwater utility operates. But until those improvements are completed, we're going to hold off inviting any staff over to the or commissioners over to the facility for now. But we're excited about those. There may be some opportunity for the commissioners to come see those improvements later on as they're wrapped up. Lastly, our stormwater billing and customer account portal upgrades. That project has been delayed. The vendor working for us is experiencing issues with the town of Moran's rollout, which they are attempting to deploy around the same time Oro Valley is. So they're jumping on trying to fix those errors before they get back onto the Oro Valley side and push that out. We are anticipating to roll this out later on in the spring, and we'll be making some presentations to the commission here with some outreach material and some more information. So be on the lookout for that in a future meeting. And Chair Ghaffari, that's all I have. Amy Ramsey is on the phone. For those of you that do not know, it's not intuitive, but we did put her name plaque up in front of the phone. So the Assistant Public Works Director is in attendance at this meeting as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spiker, and welcome, Ms. Ramsey. Moving on to the regular agenda, review and approval of the December 16th, 2021 meeting minutes. Commissioners, you have all received copies of the minutes. Are there any changes? Does everything look good? I have none. Is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion is so moved. Moving on to agenda item number two. Welcome to the new Stormwater Utility Commission member, Richard Crocker. Not sure if you want to take this one, Mr. Spiker, but...
Thank you, Chair Ghaffari. In consideration that Commissioner Crocker is not in attendance, we'll make this somewhat quick. Mr. Crocker joins the Oro Valley Stormwater Utility Commission, having been a resident in the town since 2013. He also brings with him more than 20 years of experience with the Army Corps of Engineers, where he retired as commander of the Colorado Springs Area Office. Following his retirement from the Army Corps, Richard signed up with the El Paso County of Colorado Department of Transportation as the highway manager. So he's got vast experience in public works and drainage-related design and construction. Richard and his wife are active members in the community and continue to give back in multitude of ways. First and foremost, he is still serving as a volunteer board member of his HOA and previously served as the El Paso County Highway Advisory Board and the Forest D. Acres Water District Board. So he's well-versed in boards and commissions as well as some of the work the Stormwater Utility is undertaking. So again, we'd like to extend our thanks and welcome Mr. Richard Crocker to the commission.
All right.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Spiker. Moving on to agenda item number three, discussion of meetings and events. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair. All right, I've got a couple of things to note here. We are working January 14th. We have the Regional Flood Hazard Mitigation Plan updates. This is an effort amongst the regional entities, Town of Marana, King County, City of Tucson. We collaborate on a hazard mitigation plan, which each entity is a part of and is responsible for supplying information for. So we're currently working on that with the county. Next up with that, at our most recent Pima County Flood Control Advisory Committee meeting, Chair Ghaffari actually presented an update to the National Flood Insurance Program Risk Rating 2.0 that went into effect October of 2021, and everybody with an existing flood insurance policy will be required to get that updated by April of 2022. I'd like to ask Chair Ghaffari to make a presentation at a future date to offer that information up to the commissioners here and to the public. We've only got about 200 policy holders currently, but this has potential to impact those current policy holders and anybody looking to obtain flood insurance into the future. It's a dramatic overhaul of the current program, bringing some really nice tools to the table and trying to simplify how one might go about getting a quote. So the county's been working with some insurers in the local area to try to understand what the numbers might change to help guide our citizens in the region. And again, I think it might be worthwhile to have that presentation made as a future agenda item. Other than that, we've got our standard PEMA Association of Governments stormwater pollution prevention meetings, obviously our regular session meetings here. And that's about all I have for meetings and events.
All right, thank you, Mr. Spiker. Moving on to agenda item number 4, nomination and election of Stormwater Utility Commission Chair effective January 21, 2022. I open that up to all of you for discussion.
Would like to nominate Chair Kafari, re-nominate Chair Kafari to be the chair for the next year.
I would second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, all those in... Any other motions? Any other nominations? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all. I appreciate being chair of this commission. Moving on to agenda item number 5, nomination and election of Stormwater Utility Commission Vice Chair, effective January 21st, 2022.
Chair Kafari?
Yes, sir.
I would like to nominate Commissioner Mattson to be Vice Chair.
I don't know if I can do that. I have I'm going to be maybe out a couple of times for medical reasons. And my wife has some medical reasons this year. It's all came up, so I'm not sure.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Crocker potentially for that role, please.
Great idea.
He does have a breadth of experience. My only concern is he showed up to the last meeting and not needed. He's not here at the first
one. Here at this one.
My personal preference would be to go with Mr. Parker again.
I was going to nominate somebody else. Right.
Sure, you need a second.
We have a nomination.
Well, he's a member. He had experience with the Army Corps of Engineers. Very proficient in the area. I really don't have as much as you think on this. Now, if I was in the Planning Commission, I would say, I'd jump on it because I have, but engineering and stormwater and everything, I'm still learning. I'll be honest with you, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You need a second on the nomination.
So I will second that for Mr. Crocker.
That's what happens when you don't show up to meetings.
With teaching.
It's an easy job to fill anyway. Yeah. So. All right, we do have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes.
Congrats.
You were my next
nomination. Right. We'll send him a card.
That was a lot easier than the previous ones. All right, moving on to agenda item number 6, discussion of 2021-2022 Town of Oro Valley MS4 Compliance Schedule Second Quarter Report. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kafari. I am going to turn this over to our GIS analyst, Scott Bennett, to make the presentation.
Okay, so I am a little unfamiliar. Do I go through the executive summary?
If you would like to. They've all the commissioners were privy to the staff report. Yep. So if you'd like to jump right into the compliance section,
okay.
More than welcome.
So that's what I'll do. So this is kind of a strange year this year. We've got a new MS4 permit. I don't know if all the commissioners are privy to that, but That took up the first quarter of the fiscal year. The state had to adopt it. So by September 30th, the first quarter had been over, the new permit was adopted. Some of the requirements via the new permit had changed, so the second quarter was largely spent updating our stormwater management program to fit the new permit. It was relatively quiet with regard to accomplishments that quarter. We did have most of the ongoing continuous activities were, actually all of them were met. They didn't change really either during the permit. There were a few adjustments and there were some accomplishments during the second quarter. For instance, BMP 2.5, encouragement of public participation via volunteer groups sponsored by the Town of Oro Valley. We revamped the adopt-a program, so there was a big lift to move most of the interaction with the public and the interface by which they schedule things and report things to the internet. And so there's a new website created by the town where volunteers can now schedule their cleanup, schedule the pickup of tools, and report what happened during the cleanup strictly via the web rather than pieces of paper and being dropped off to Carmen. It was quite an accomplishment, and it really does help us report to ADEQ at the end of the year. We'll be able to pull those numbers really quickly rather than depending on phone calls and emails and say, how many cleanups did you take, did you do, I don't know, I have to go look. It's all pretty much at your fingertip now. So that was quite an accomplishment. Another thing that changed in the new permit was we're being asked to inspect some of our facilities a little more often. So we were required to rank the facilities with risk assessment and inspect the higher risk facilities quarterly rather than annually. And so we rewrote the stormwater management program to fit that, and we had Jane go out and inspect. She's our inspector. She went and inspected the 680 facility and the town golf maintenance facility, both of the two that we ranked at the higher level. And she also did the aquatic center. We added the aquatic center because they're storing some chemicals there. That's a one time a year inspection. And 680 and the golf course maintenance facility are quarterly. So we got those done. In the upcoming quarter, we will be doing employee training. That is in regard to both illicit discharge detection and elimination, as well as good housekeeping. We'll have a one-day event where they're trained in both of those, and that would correlate to MCM6, pollution prevention and good housekeeping, as well as MCM3, where you have to have an illicit discharge detection program. So expect to see a report on that coming up for quarter three MS4 compliance. We also in quarter three expect to be doing outreach to businesses. So that's BMP 1.3, distribution of brochures to businesses that potentially affect stormwater quality. So last year we sent out a brochure to portable toilet providers. I actually got some good feedback, and actually, one of the companies called back and said, "Boy, this is, you know, we never get this. You know, this is actually good stuff. I'm going to start distributing it to the people that I, my clients." So this year, we don't have a particular business sector nailed down yet. I've always wanted to do the mobile pet grooming, and so that may be, depending on what other people, how they feel about it, maybe where we go. But that should take place in quarter number three as well. Jane will do her inspections on 680 in the town golf facility again, and And we're staying up with the ongoing and continuous, in a continuous basis.
Thank you, Scott. And for a bit of background on here, why we are required to do these particular tasks listed here in the compliance schedule. This is all part of our municipal separate storm sewer system permit, our MS4 permit with the state. We are required to meet all of these particular tasks that you see here in the schedule. Last year, we were unable to do the BMP 1-5 outreach events at Town of Oro Valley Schools. For obvious reasons, due to COVID, we were unable to hold that meeting or participate in that meeting. We did reach out to Wilson K-8 and attempt to hold one this calendar year, but we were recently informed that they will not be holding their STEAM event night again in 2022. So we will be reporting that back up to the state that there were no opportunities to perform that particular activity. And many of these other ones you may have seen in previous reports. As Scott alluded to, we were not required to massively overhaul our current program. The way we've structured it meets the new requirements for the MS4 permit for the most part. So we're pretty excited about not having to retool our existing program. It's a pretty lengthy list throughout the year of activities that we're required to do. In street sweeping, we're down to that type of level to report. How many times did you do it? How much material did you pick up? And we're tracking those types of things. Comprehensive GIS inventory of active and finished construction projects. And a lot of these absorb an awful lot of our inspection time, as well as our asset management and GIS time. So those all at the end of the year, which you are privy to, when is that, Scott? In like August, we spit that report out.
The annual report?
For our commissioners to review.
Oh. Right around the time that the annual report gets done.
So there is a bit more of a breakdown in the detail in that annual report, which is available on the webpage as well. So it gives you guys a sense for the amount of activities we're undertaking here at the Stormwater Utility, only pertaining to stormwater quality. We got to keep that in a frame of reference here. This is only about half of the work we do. And again, it's a pretty lengthy list. I think that's about all we have for that, commissioners. Any questions, comments?
Yes. When we were discussing the construction site, runoff control, and post-construction, is there any interface with other departments?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Since we're physically separate, we're not in the same building where you can just walk over to someone.
Correct. Because the permits are being issued by the Community and Economic Development Group, the CED group, they're the entity physically pushing out the permits for any applicant. We work hand-in-hand with that group in reviewing the plans, looking at codes, looking at ordinances to make sure we're in compliance with state permits such as the MS4. Our inspectors work alongside their inspectors to make sure that these particular activities are covered. But yes, Commissioner Mattson, we do work with several different departments. Public Works Group, which we're a part of, Water Utility Group, CED, Parks and Recreation,
and
the constantly used as a resource to help.
And the Planning Department.
And the planning, which they are CED.
They're in.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that is correct.
Now, do you collectively meet with the builder developer, or is there an individual, like one to one face, or only when it's an issue? Do you collectively meet? I'm just trying to.
That is a very subjective question and is very project oriented, depending on the complexity or the amount of permits or the type of permits that they're securing. single-family home development obviously does not typically require the same level of review or inspection that a large commercial project might.
Right.
But that doesn't mean a small single-family could not impact a floodplain.
It's just that it was... with my wife up on Honeybee, up on the top, and we saw the truss going back and forth down on, and my wife was asking me all these questions, and I couldn't answer them. I'll be honest, I couldn't answer. Who, you know, under which department is there an environmental impact on this? And because all she saw is these trucks going back and forth, grading and through the Grand Great Wash, and all she was concerned about. And I would assume that she's not the only one because she's very active in environmental groups. Her friends in these environmental groups.
Right.
How well are we on top of these things? And I said, well, at the next meeting, since we're going to be discussing this, I'll ask those questions.
As some of the permits, that was for the Tranquilo development, which is over by Sun City. That project is building within Honeybee and Big Wash. The entrance being right over by Big Wash by the bridge on Rancho Vistoso. I can't remember the quantity, Commissioner Mattson, but it seemed like about a month's worth of dirt imports over there, coming all the way over from Marana, so down Tangerine, up Innovations, all the way back.
Yep, and down, yeah.
Lots of dirt track out that we had to stay on top of as a potential illicit discharge into our MS4, which the street
right.
Rancho Vistoso is. Part of our MS4 permitting area. There are impacts to floodplains. There was interaction with FEMA on that particular project because of modifications to the floodplain. So we were able to review those drainage reports, the infrastructure construction documents. Pima County owns Big Wash south of the ranch.
Well, that's what I said. I said it's Pima County's problem.
Portion, and in reality, it's all of our problem.
Yeah, I know it is, but I'm being having a little levity here because I wanted to make sure I had a good dinner that night. I didn't want her being upset with me.
But to that point, Commissioner Mattson, your question is valid. Well, who's the responsible?
Yeah, who's the overlay? Yeah.
And again, ultimately, the CED group is the one issuing the permits, so they would be the entity to engage with. But as I described a bit ago, Public Works has some involvement with the roadway rights away. Stormwater utility is involved due to the drainage. And SWIP issues, the Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan issues. Building codes is involved with some of the structures out there. So there's numerous groups tied into that particular thing, but it really depends on the specific issue that anyone might have.
I don't think the general public understands a project and how many people, how many subgroups are involved in it.
Okay.
They just specifically think, well, it has to be the engineering or it has to be the planning department,
right.
Not realizing there are this overlay of various groups that have to interface.
Yeah. And even internally, talking and coordinating amongst ourselves, making sure all these entities are covered and reviewed appropriately. And again, making sure we're still in compliance with our state and federal mandates, it's imperative. And making sure those things don't slip through the cracks. So we stay diligent and coordinate with them regularly in the planning efforts way up front, in the design, during development, and then construction, and even post-construction, after they pick up and leave. Is the development still stabilized? Are they discharging materials into the wash that they shouldn't be? Are they performing maintenance activities to ensure the capacity remains so that the water can flow through? These are all things we stay up on top of at Stormwater, which makes us somewhat unique. We're cradle to grave. I mean, we never go away from any site as we're constantly going back and double checking, even after they're done building, to again ensure that they're still maintaining to the design concepts and elevations. So it puts Stormwater in a very unique position that we get to see the planning, design, construction, and maintenance. So that gives us a really bird's eye view of any project here in town and great knowledge base.
Yeah.
Chair Kufari, if I may, addressing Commissioner Mattson concerns and your wife's concerns about what's happening in the community. On the website, Oro Valley website, we have a program called Ask Oro Valley. And anytime you have any questions about anything going on in the community, that's a good first place to start with any questions and to get a response. So I'd like to recommend that to you and to your wife and to anybody who has concerns about what's happening in the community. That will get you a very quick response to your questions.
I understand that. I was just concerned that I would like to have some of this information because I'm afraid my wife's going to invite me to one of her environmental groups, which is like 40% college students who haven't really experienced life. Government or... Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that, government.
Sorry.
Yet, because I taught for so many years teaching. So that I, you know, I want to... I might have to come to you two guys that... and drag you along or something if it's one of these big groups. But
hey, Commissioner Mattson, you are more than welcome to do that. Either call us up or come down to our office if we want under construction. And that goes for all commissioners. If you guys have any specific questions, please reach out to us.
Well, I that's why I wanted to raise it. I said to my wife I'd raise it in a meeting. And yeah. And I said, I'm pretty sure. But she wanted to know whether or not it's just Oro Valley. I said, no, I think that's Pima County.
There's a lot of jurisdictions.
Yeah, there's a lot of... different jurisdictions.
Yes.
But.
Yeah, they really are. Really are. And echoing Urena's point, the town does also have a project page on our homepage. I can't guarantee all the projects are listed on there and up to date, but a lion's share of them are, and that might give you guys enough information to satisfy your needs, or at least give you an avenue to follow up on.
Or some of my neighbors. I have a couple of neighbors. I have one neighbor who... has a planning degree from Michigan, and she works in actually in health planning now. And she once in a while comes over and asks me questions because she's driving around somewhere and she sees something. And I'm a little hesitant. I can still back off and say I've only been here 2 years. I'm still learning, which is true.
We are all still learning, Commissioner Mattson. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, I believe that wraps up that particular agenda item, unless there are other questions or comments.
Thank you.
And we can talk offline, so I hear I might have some leads on schools, any of the schools. Sylvia and I have a couple months left for you guys to accomplish that.
Thank you, Chair Kafari.
All right, moving on to agenda item number 7, stormwater utility overview. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kafari. I'm going to leave up the agenda item for just a moment while I pass out some of these workbooks to everybody. So this is the first meeting.
We'll report to you tomorrow.
Just
this is for
see that another one. I only have a whole bunch for the council. Now you don't have one for this.
Did you buy us dinner, Mr. Spiker?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, I can tell you, I got another meeting at 6.
I don't know who you grabbed.
Me? I didn't grab any. Oh.
Yeah, I thought.
Hey, John. That's you. It has your name on it.
Oh, there we go. Look at that. Personalized.
So what we're attempting to do, to Commissioner Mattson's point earlier, we are attempting to do a deep dive on what it is the stormwater utility does.
Right.
The hope at the end of these series of meetings is to give you guys an appreciation for the day-to-day activities the stormwater utility is undertaking. So that by the time we get to review the budget, we have an understanding of what resources are needed to stay in compliance. That has been our mission statement here at the Stormwater Utility, is to remain compliant with the federal and state mandates as it pertains to stormwater quality and stormwater quantity. And stormwater quality is our MS4 permits with the state. Floodplain management makes up our stormwater quantity. That is our national flood insurance program mandates that we have. So I'm going to run through a bit of our executive summary here. And then we'll kind of give you guys some insights to what is in the workbooks that you see in front of you. Stormwater Utility Commission. It's an advisory board of the town council on matters related to stormwater and flood control activities intended to meet state and federal requirements. Stormwater Utility Commission plays an important role in the endeavor to study staff reports regarding ongoing activities. In order to help the commissioners and council liaison, the remainder of the staff report I'll get through here kind of briefly goes over what we do here. So among its numerous duties, the town manages stormwater quality in accordance with the Arizona Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. That is based upon the EPA's NDES program, the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. So it's all stemming up from the federal government for stormwater quality. That authorizes the discharge of stormwater from municipal separate storm sewer systems, or MS4, to receiving waters, which include waters of the United States, the WOTUS. In order to help meet regulatory obligations, the town adopted its first stormwater ordinance in 2001. We've since amended that in 2007 and 2010. That is Town Code Article 1524. That is our stormwater ordinance. It's the stormwater quality ordinance, if you will. The stormwater utility is responsible for meeting all quality and quantity regulations and issues regarding the town's stormwater management plan, as referenced by Mr. Bennett earlier. We are also responsible for floodplain and erosion hazard management, and we support all other town programs that are impacted by stormwater runoff. The stormwater utility also coordinates with federal, state, and local government agencies related to the town's stormwater program. And some typical activities include implementation of all MS4, ADEQ, and Environmental Protection Agency requirements, including illicit discharge detection and elimination, stormwater pollution prevention plan reviews, stormwater pollution prevention field inspections, and public education and outreach. That's a stormwater quality issue. Stormwater system inspections, maintenance and repair, including post-storm maintenance of culverts, basin, grade control structures, stormwater inlets, outlets, and drainage channels. That's a stormwater quantity or floodplain management duty. We provide technical support for other divisions within the town. We just referenced that a bit ago, Parks and Recreation, Public Works, the water utility, etc. We perform in-house hydrologic and hydraulic studies and designs. We review floodplain permits for compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program rules. We do development review. We coordinate with other local jurisdictions, including the Pima County Regional Flood Control District. We prepare, revise, and update town ordinances and manuals. That can be the stormwater management ordinance, that can be the floodplain ordinance. It could also be related to zoning. The stormwater utility also administers the equivalent residential unit billing, our ERU billing, that is related to our stormwater fee. We do budget development and management, management of the stormwater management program, management of the illicit discharge elimination program. I think that covers most of the basics that we do. Again, as an advisory commission to the town, the Stormwater Utility Commission meets to give guidance and support to the stormwater utility as it relates to stormwater floodplain management. And the intent for the stormwater utility is to implement programs and practices to meet and satisfy the EPA and the ADEQ permits. So that was a mouthful. What we have prepared for you in these workbooks, which we anticipate to utilize at our next meeting, we have given you these stormwater quality duties as they relate to the MS4. So we tab these things out to help you better identify where we're at. But we started off with the town code, so we'd like you guys to get familiar with that 1524. That sets the stage for the Stormwater Utility Commission, the stormwater fee, and our water quality standards. Beyond that, you will find the stormwater management plan. This is something Scott Bennett had mentioned earlier. We are currently updating to meet the new changes. The state pushed out a new MS4 permit in October of last year. They've given small phase two entities until the end of the state fiscal year, which ends June 30, to update their stormwater management plans to make sure they're in compliance. Those changes are in red. So if you see any red notes in your book, we'll hear those are new additions. We will be making a formal presentation on that as we complete that particular document. But we wanted to share the draft version with you guys so you have appreciation for what it is we're required to do. Followed up beyond that, again, we've got our notice of intent. We're required to file with the state. There's a fee associated with that. We are required to have an illicit discharge detection and elimination system, which we've repeatedly mentioned here. We've got that section. As it relates to construction and post-construction activities, that's our stormwater pollution prevention plan. Something new to the permit is sampling and analysis plan. We are now required by the state to do analytical monitoring of some of our outfall sites. The state wants to know what's in the stormwater runoff. That necessitates a lab to perform a test against known pollutants that the state has developed. So we're working through that right now with the state to try to understand what our requirements will be, and we'll be updating and revising what we've already put together into the future here. And the final chapter here is the construction general permit. This is the permit.
Before we move on, Mr. Parker.
I just want to ask, do you have any idea from the state how many outfalls they're going to ask you to actually conduct sampling on?
Not necessarily. We are proposing to monitor 5 outfall sites. We've identified several, but we feel we don't have diverse enough land use forms to dictate a lot of different outfalls. They're all commercial or residential for the most part. So we've offered up to sample 5 different locations here in town that we've been doing visual monitoring on for the last permit cycle. These permit cycles are 5-year windows. So we are optimistic we will only be required to do 1 test at each outfall location over the next 5 years. So that's a total of 5 tests. It's
over 5 years, wow.
But we do not have confirmation on that as of yet. But that's our current understanding is 1 test per outfall location in that permitting period.
And the decision on the outfalls was based upon the type of discharge, not where it was discharging to. Is that correct?
Scott, correct me if I'm wrong. Part of that was the location where it was dumping into. We considered the Big Wash and the Cañadadale Oro Wash as a regulatory water body, so we were looking at discharges as they entered those water bodies. Other classifications, is it a private outfall or public outfall? And then, as I just mentioned earlier, Commissioner Parker, the difference in land uses was something else the state has put into their permits that we tried to understand a little bit better. But again, we don't have industrial sites up here. We don't have a wastewater treatment plant. So we zeroed in on some commercial properties and some residential properties to build our list.
So we don't have any industrial with the Ventana or any of them, they don't have in their manufacturing operations. I thought they had a multi-sector general permit at one time.
They're not discharging to state listed.
Oh, gotcha. So they're not discharging into waters of the U.S.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Correct. There's no direct discharges from any of those right to the wash.
Gotcha. Okay.
We are reviewing Leonardo's proposed project right now and trying to understand, will they fall under that category of an industrial complex.
Yeah.
But again, they are not proposing any discharges into the wash either. So that's kind of the ticker for us right now, if they're discharging directly into those water bodies or not.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That addresses a question I was going to ask about later on.
Yep. So again, we kind of walk through the workbook. What I want to bring up now, there are some of the topics that we've identified for these series of meetings to help us wrap our brains around how we go about putting the budget together here at a stormwater utility. So what we're proposing to do is set up a discussion, a deep dive into the stormwater quality topics, which you see now. What we want to do is start to give you guys an appreciation of what's going to be the compliance schedule, what tasks are involved in meeting these particular issues here, and give you guys an appreciation for the resources we've allocated toward those. Next up beyond that is stormwater quantity or the floodplain management tasks. That would be the next meeting. Stormwater utility fee structure. What is an ERU? What are our current billing rates? What's the process? What kind of quality control are we performing on that? And again, how many resources are we allocating toward the billing process, if you will? Then we'd like to do a peer review of other jurisdictional stormwater groups from around the state. What are other people doing around the state? Are we in the ballpark with them, or are we doing something completely different? We'd like to bring that discussion in front of you all. And then start to wrap it up within capital improvement program, maintenance and operation tasks. I believe that's how this discussion was started. We were looking at capital improvement projects out into the future. But until we have an appreciation for what we're required to do right now, it's hard to understand how much money we may need or may not need out into the future. So to Commissioner Matson's point earlier as well, we want to give you guys an educational tour through the stormwater utility and help you understand why we're doing what we're doing right now. And then we can start to look out into the future and see some of those needs. And is the stormwater management plan going to substantially change where we have to overhaul our staff? We're not seeing that now, but it's a potential down the road. So we need to be on the lookout for those types of things and make sure we're ready to roll. I believe the GIS work our team has done previously and has been maintaining will serve us very well. But that doesn't mean things could not change and we need to retool. We would like to propose that these agenda items fall within the regular meeting schedules. We're trying to cut them up into digestible sizes so that we're not here for 3 to 4 hours and that we don't create brand new meetings. We're more than welcome to do that, but this seems to be the most efficient use of our time, is to have these discussions here with all the commissioners and just have this as a regular part of our regular session agenda items. So there's no motions to make here. We're not looking to approve anything per se, but we did want to give you an outlay of the topics we'd like to present to you, and also give you guys a chance to have us present additional materials. But we do want to get through these basics and give you an understanding of what we're required to do right now today, and can always add more meetings and more topics in. Commissioner Carter.
Just Mr. Spiker, the issue that in the original development of the fee and in the when we readjusted it, was the relationship with the flood control district. That got the most questions from the council and the most questions from the public. And so we may want to have somewhere in there something that addresses the relationship with the flood control district when it comes to the funding, because we get, as a town, we get a lot of benefit from the flood control district. So it'd be nice to have that somewhere in there too. I'm not sure where in the fee structure, maybe another one in there besides the money coming in, and also other grants from the state, you know, the emergency management grants and that. Just so I just bring it up, that was the two places where the most questions from outside this committee came from, was discussing those and justifying those. And when it came to identifying capital improvement projects, the size and the scope of what the town was pursuing compared to what the flood control district pursued. So that's just a lesson learned from the last two that went through, that it'd be nice to add that in there. I think that would help us down the road.
Thank you for that input, Commissioner Parker. I will point out.
Is it in there?
Not specifically, but we do plan to talk about funding.
Got it.
That is the crux of the stormwater utility and the basis for the fee structure itself. What do we want to see that fee used for?
Got it.
What should it be used for? What are others using it for? Certainly the relationship between Pima County Flood Control and Oro Valley Stormwater has been strong over the course of time here. We hope to continue that relationship, and it has been real positive for us. So we will take that under advisement and look to bolster up that potential funding sources. There's lots of monies out there, but we do have to ascertain what strings come along with that. What requirements are the town obligated to if we go chase that money down? How much resource effort will it take to even get that money? Scott is well versed at applying for grants and scouring for additional funding sources. But this is an opportunity for the commissioners, if you guys know of opportunities, to bring it to us as well. But yes, we'll take that under advisement, Commissioner Parker, and we do plan to have a healthy discussion on potential funding sources going forward. But again, we do want to give you an appreciation for what we're doing now and a reminder of what the mission statement has been here at the Stormwater Utility. It's really to meet these unfunded federal and state mandates to make sure we're in compliance so that we can stay eligible for the National Flood Insurance Program, so that, again, we can stay in compliance with the state as far as water quality standards go. So again, we wanted to make sure we give you guys a deep dive, give you a real honest opportunity to review these documents and ask us questions. And then we'll wrap it up where we're identifying future needs, future potential funding sources, and see if we can't merge those puzzle pieces together, if you will. But again, the breakdown we proposed here, the topics we're discussing here, although they may look lengthy and beefy, a lot of these things we've been talking about at our meetings already. So there's some legalese and some finer points in here. But I think this will give you guys the opportunity to hunt down and find some answers yourself or come up with some new questions to pose to us.
Director Spiker, if I recall, I think we talked about the timing of the topics at the last meeting. Do that either pre or post. And if my memory serves, it was post our standard meeting. Do we need to codify that tonight and move forward on that, or is that something that needs to be discussed at a more formal level?
Commissioner Thomas, again, this item is not up for discussion, and there's no motions to be made on this particular agenda item. What we would like to do for February is, again, create the stormwater quality agenda item as part of the regular session. In discussions with the clerk's office, the timing starts to get weird if we do them pre or post, because we don't know when any given meeting may end or start. So we certainly could entertain that thought if the commissioners were desiring of that. But to make you guys wait around because we listed the official start time as XYZ, seems like a waste of time to us when we're already here at the regular session meetings. So I'd like to make efficient use of that time and just roll these items in to the regular session meetings. We felt that made the most sense to us and allows us to use Marina's time a lot more efficiently as well. But if we get bogged down at any particular regular session meeting, we could continue these items for a future meeting. That's always a possibility. We can create study sessions. We can host a meeting on a separate date. But getting you guys all here, you're already here for the regular session meetings.
Yeah.
And we'd like to make use of that time.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Any other clarifications that we might be able to address right now?
I just wanted to thank you and the staff for putting this together. This is an awesome piece of work to compile everything for us, so thank you all very much for doing that.
Thank you, Commissioner Parker. I felt trying to read this material on a tablet or a computer screen is challenging. Very challenging. So we wanted to give you guys a real opportunity to see this in its entirety. And again, this is only about half of what we do. We present the other half in March to you guys, which will be the stormwater quantity stuff.
Yeah, just quality.
Nearly equally as big. But this also gives us an opportunity to update you guys. We are going through the stormwater management plan. These are great segues to, here's the updates. Let's walk through them. And get to see them all in their entirety, I think will benefit everybody.
Yeah, I was surprised 1524 hasn't been updated.
Yes. Yes. And we did just get through updates to Chapter 17 in November. Those are now posted to the website. So you can go on there and see those, but we will be producing that for you guys in another workbook. But yes, you will be getting another workbook.
Well, thank you. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I'll second that. Thank you.
Not a problem. Again, with that, I'm wrapped up on this particular topic, but please, if you have any questions, you are free to email us at any time.
What aspects in here do you wish us to focus on between now and February?
Understanding Chapter 1524 is paramount.
Okay.
Particularly for the commissioners, understanding what your rules are. It gives some of the history behind it. That's probably the most important. I would say the MS4 permit is pretty important as well, but the overview on the stormwater management plan, that's probably 20 to 30 pages. Those first two sections, Commissioner Mattson, I think are the most critical. The remainders are kind of support documents to those, but understanding the stormwater management plan and the 1524, I think are worthwhile for you guys to catch up to speed on and address any questions you may have to us.
Under the town code.
Yeah, the legal basis of the town code. Okay.
Right. Again, very, very legalese and somewhat boring to read through, but it will help you understand what your roles are and what the role of the stormwater utility is in accordance to stormwater quality.
And give your wife the CGP, the last section. That will answer her questions. Next time she asks, just give her the CGP.
Just drop the book on her table. Here, sweetie.
Hand it to the college kids.
Yeah. That's the one that covers the question she was asking.
That's what the contractors are beholden to. And as they file for notice of intent on their projects, that is the permit to the state. We're beholden to the MS4, which is very similar to the construction general permit, but it's got different tasks and requirements for us. And for February, we will be highlighting some major topics in here. Commissioner Mattson, that we'll be diving through and going over, and again, bolstered up by what resources we're allocating to meet those needs.
Well, I'm highly appreciative because of the explanation of the permit system here and the various decision rules that operate this particular department.
And what we'll be doing, too, is walking through some of the tools that we use. So beyond the resources we've got, we'll more than likely be bringing Scott back, Jane back, variety staff members to come and present what they actually do and then walking us through some of the software that we've got and some of the assets that we're managing to give you guys an appreciation of what we're capturing, how we're capturing it, and how we're reporting it back up to the state or federal levels.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. Chair Kafari, that wraps up this particular agenda, all right? Thank you, Mr. Spiker. Look forward to it. Moving on to future agenda items, we've talked about a couple here, so definitely this one, the quantity aspect of stormwater deep dive. I'll be happy to do a risk rating presentation. We may want to schedule it for, just depending on how long this will go, we can talk about scheduling, but I can always do a 15-minute or 30, we can go through that, but happy to present that to you all.
Thank you.
That's what I have. Any other topics that we can think of as of now? All right. I will move to the next item of adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned.
Thank you.